one who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who has angered his parents has verily angered Allah. Angered Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, welcome to another episode of the silsila Disobedience Towards Parents and Unfortunate Children. We will talk about punishments of disobedience. So those who are disobedient towards their parents, what punishment will they get? And inshallah, before we talk about our topic, let's make some good intentions to attain reward. It is mentioned in hadith that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Whenever we watching these silsilas on Madani channel, try to make some good intentions. Yeah, I'm watching this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to gain religious knowledge. And inshallah, whatever I will seek from this, I will act upon it myself and pass this message on to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make good intentions before every righteous action. Let's listen to a blessing, reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who will recite salat 100 times on me, Allah Almighty will write between his two eyes that this person is free from nifaq, from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And he will be kept with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100 times, you don't get one blessing, you don't get two blessings, you get three blessings, alhamdulillah. But the person, he will be saved from hypocrisy. He will be saved from the fire of hell. And on the Day of Judgment, he will be amongst the martyrs. Such a small action. But look at the blessings and the virtues of this. We should try to make it a habit. On a daily basis, minimum at least, recite durood upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, 100 times. May Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to recite peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, today our topic is punishment of disobedience. Obviously, there is punishment for disobeying the parents. And like every other sinful action that a person can be punished upon, in the same way, when someone disobeys his parents, when they have ordered him to do something which is not against Sharia, and then there is punishment upon that disobedience. So my dear Islamic brothers, let's listen today regarding what are the punishments of disobeying your parents. First of all, we will look at the punishment of being disobedient towards your parents, which are related in the Akhirah. And on the night of Miraj, the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw people hanging from branches of fire. And he was told that these are those people who disobeyed their parents in the world. So my dear Islamic brothers, we should try to save ourselves from such actions which can hurt the feelings of our parents, which can be a means of disobedience towards our parents. This was one of the punishments of the hereafter, where most actions, people are punished in the next world. But disobedience towards parents is such a grave sin that a person will be punished in the dunya also. And most of the time, the person sees the punishment before even he dies. And it's mentioned in narrations that the person who is disobedient towards his parents in the world, the grave will squeeze him. The grave squeezes him in such a way that his ribs crash with each other. My dear Islamic brothers, you will find in narrations, you will find in hadith, in related to the punishment at the time of death, those who are disobedient towards their parents, that they could not even recite the kalima. And then there are examples of punishments of people which face because of being disobedient towards their parents. It's mentioned that a mother once called her son, but the son did not listen. He did not come. And she said, may you be deaf. And instantly that person became deaf at the spot. My dear Islam brothers, those who are disobedient towards their parents, we should start thinking, if our parents at that time curse us, then their curse is always listened to and we could be in a state. Although the parents should not curse their children in this way, because the du'as of parents are always accepted. The curse of the parents are accepted towards their children also. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, these are just a few glimpses of the punishments of those people who are disobedient towards their parents. Whenever our parents call us, we should try to listen straight away. And today what we find is that our parents call us a number of times, one after the other. We don't even bother accepting the call. We don't even bother saying, I'm coming. But we are busy with our time, whatever we are doing, whether we are playing computer games, whether we are watching a movie, whether we are busy on the phone, our parents call us, my dear Islam brothers, we should stop whatever we are doing and listen to the call and come into the court and say, labbaik, that I am present. Otherwise, there could be a severe punishment for those who disobey their parents in the world. And my dear Islam brothers, what can one say regarding those who not just disobey their parents, but be rude to their parents, swear at their parents, and hurt the feelings of their parents? What would be their punishment? There is an incident of a story that is mentioned in books regarding a person who was a drunkard, the person who was an alcoholic, and when he would come home, his mother would say to him, oh son, leave this bad habit, leave these wrong habits. He would say to his mother, you bring like a donkey. Meaning, you sound like a donkey. And when he passed away, and he passed away at the time of Asr, his grave will open and he would come out of his grave and then he would bray like a donkey and then he will return back into his grave. My dear Islam brothers, this is the punishment of being using such words regarding your parents just in the grave. Imagine what will happen to them on the day of judgment. And imagine if they are thrown in the fire of hell, what sort of punishment you will be facing for using words like this. Today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, people say all sorts of things to their mother. People say all sorts of things to their father. And just imagine if we are punished because of this action. And normally, you will find that the people who disobey their parents or say hurt the feelings of their parents, they are punished in the dunya. It's mentioned regarding a farmer who was blindly in love with his wife. And his wife, she would always argue with his mother. And at times she would leave and go to her parents' house. And one day she said to her husband, I am fed up of your mother. And then the husband, being fed up in this of this state, he took his mother into the fields and he picked up a spade or he picked up an axe to hit his mother. All of a sudden the ground started to suck him into the ground. His half of his body was sucked into the ground. When his mother saw this, she went running back to the village. And he was saying, oh mother, forgive me, forgive me. But his mother had left. When the people came back to see what had happened, they found that his body, the whole body was sucked into the ground. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, save yourself from the disobedience of your parents, because the punishment of disobedience towards parents is severe. My dear Islam brothers, every time our parents call us, listen to them, obey them, avoid yourself from disobedience. Today, I remember there was a mother, she complained that she cannot go to her son's house. Why? Because he had a dog in the house. And he would say, mother, I don't care if you don't come to my house, but I cannot get rid of the dog. This is how sick people are today, my dear Islam brothers. This is how people are living in the dunya today, that they rather have a dog in their house than to have their parents. And keeping your parents away like this, it's a way of losing great blessings, because the supplications, the du'as which our parents have given us, don't forget about them. When Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa salatu wa salam, he would go to Mount Tur and he would speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When his mother passed away and he went to the Mount Tur, he heard a voice, oh Musa, take your steps wisely, because the one who used to supplicate for you, she is no longer in the world. My dear Islam brothers,
our parents, our means of our protection. And if by disobeying them, this is the means of punishment of us in the world and the akhirah. To save ourselves from such punishment, to save ourselves, stay away from the disobedience of your parents. Are we still going to be disobedient towards our parents? All this punishment, if a person knows that he's going to be punished for an action, then why not save yourself from such actions which will be a means of punishment? Normally we find that when you do a wrong action, it's related with the akhirah. Okay, it'll happen in the next world. We have this type of mindset, oh, it's going to happen in the next world, and shaitan deceives us from this. He moves our minds away from this. The punishment is in the next world. But the punishment of disobeying your parents are in this world. They can happen at any time. If our mothers raise their hands and curse us, oh, are displeased with us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, He will punish us straight away in regards to these actions, my dear Islam brothers. We have this opportunity now. Please your parents in the world. Be humble in the court. Okay, parents, when they go old, they can be a bit harsh. They can say something in a harsh way to us. Or they can, maybe they don't understand us, but still, remember that time. When we were little children, when our parents at that time, they would listen to us, they would change us. And if today, if our parents, due to old age, they urinate on the bed and we feel sick over this action, then remember that time, that when we were children, did our mother ever turn her face away or did not clean us? No matter how much times we will wet ourselves, no matter how much time we will dirty our clothes, our mother still will change us. And today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, if today our parents have reached that old age, they have going through this state of this difficulty, then it's a duty upon us that we serve our parents. We look after our parents, not putting them into an old people's home, not leaving them away, not being away. Our parents, they would bring up 6 to 10 children. Today, 6 children cannot look after one mother or one father. If we were 6 brothers and sisters, if we were 10 brothers and sisters, our parents will still look after each and every one of us. They would make food for each and every one of us. One would moan and he would say, I'm not eating this. The mother would make something else for him. The other would make something else for him. Today, my dear Islam brothers, think for a moment. Today, when was that time we actually made food for our parents? We actually took some food for our parents. That, oh father, oh mother, I have bought this for you. That you, I know you like this. Let's eat this together. This would bring great happiness on the faces of our parents. But my dear Islam brothers, today we do not give time to our parents. Even giving time to our parents, and on top of this, speaking out loud to them, being harsh to them. And if though they are those unfortunate children who even swear at their parents, my dear Islam brothers, do not be in this way in front of your parents. Otherwise, you will face a severe punishment, not just in the akhirah, but you will see punishments of this in the world. There was once a person whose legs were cut off due to illness. First one of his feet was cut off, then another of his feet was cut off because of severe illness. And afterwards, he would go around and he would say, my feet have been cut off because I would disobey my parents. I would hurt the feelings of my parents. My dear Islam, these examples can even be found in our time. This example I've just mentioned to you, this was not 100 years ago, or not 200 years ago, something which has happened in our time. A person would go around, he was mentioning these things. So my dear Islam brothers, save yourself from the disobedience of your parents. Save yourself from their disobedience, and inshaAllah you will be saved from the punishment of the world and the akhirah. Another thing keep in mind is that today we disobey our parents. Today we are disobedient towards our parents. Tomorrow this will also happen to us. When we will have children, do you think our children are going to listen to us? Do you think they are going to be obeying us if we are disobedient towards our parents? No, my dear Islam brothers, this will never happen. There's many examples are given. There's an example of a person because his wife and his father were not getting on. So one day he took his father and he took him out in the streets and he left him there. And he was about to leave his father there. And he said to his father, he said, "Oh father, I cannot have peace of mind with you being in my house. This is where you gotta stay. You gotta stay here." The father, as he was about to leave, the father said to the son, "Son, as you are leaving me here, at least bring me a blanket so that I could cover myself, because it is cold here." The man's son was standing there. He said to his son, "Go and get a blanket for your grandfather." His son went home and he came back with a blanket. When that man looked at the blanket, it was a half-cut blanket. He asked him, "I asked you to bring a blanket, but why did you bring half?" His son replied, "Father, I have cut the other half and kept it so that when you become old, I will also bring you here and leave you here with the other half of the blanket." These are examples. These are eye-openers for us. Whatever we do today, this will happen. It is mentioned in another place. Hazrat Sayyidina Sabit Banami Rahmatullah Alayh, he states that a man was beating his father in public. When people stopped him, the father spoke. He said, Do not stop him. I am that unfortunate father. I also hit my father when I was young, and I am getting the punishment of what I did." My dear Islamic brothers, the reality is, if today, whatever we are going to be doing with our parents, however we are treating them today, tomorrow we will also be treated in the same way from our children. So my dear Islamic brothers, if you want to be treated nicely and respectfully when we have children, from our children, then respect your parents. Then treat them nicely as when they are alive. Otherwise, if we do not treat them nicely, then tomorrow our children will treat us in the same way how we are treating our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to treat our parents in a kind, in a loving way. And inshaAllah, the reward we will wrap up is that our children will also treat us in the same way. It's a vicious circle. Whatever goes around, comes around. How we treat them is how we'll be treated. So my dear Islamic brothers, in these silsilas of Madani Channel, we'll be bringing to you regarding respecting the parents, regarding how fortunate we are to have parents. And today we heard regarding the punishments of disobedience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to serve our parents, to look after our parents, keep us away from their disobedience, and continue watching these silsilas, inshaAllah. This will bring us closer to understand that how we should be with our parents, inshaAllah, how we should obey them, how we should spend time with them, how we should keep away from their disobedience. These silsilas on Madani Channel, my dear Islam, they are there to so that we can rectify ourselves and make our dunya easy and our akhirah easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon these things. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who's angered his parents has verily angered Allah. Angered Allah.